Robert Lawson, Bubba, to his friends, family, and about anyone else who'd known him for more than 15 minutes, was not the kind of man who made women stop and stare when he walked down the street. He was tall and dark, with slightly wavy brown hair and warm brown eyes, but he'd missed the handsome part. He was pleasant-looking. His was a face that made babies smile, and old women pat his cheek on their way out of church. He was a good old boy with a good old boy's face and a good old boy's grin that had gotten him out of more than his fair share of trouble growing up. If someone had told him 2 weeks ago that women would be screaming his name when he walked on stage and tracking him down after the show to offer to take him home, follow him home, give him a blowjob right there in the backstage hallway, he would have laughed his ass off and called them a liar. And then he would have apologized for the liar part. Bubba had been known to let his mouth run now and then, but he was always sorry after. He had been raised by people who insisted family came first, friends came second, and kindness came always. Those were lessons he'd taken to heart. He was a kind man, a good man, and he knew better than to take advantage of a woman who had fallen for the lights and the music more than the person beneath the fancy new cowboy hat and designer jeans. But damn, if the curvy little blonde who had been waiting by his truck when he came out of the Cadillac Club wasn't making it hard to remember his manners. "I'm sorry, ma'am," he said, forcing himself to look away from the blonde's very generous, very bare breasts. "You're a beautiful woman, but it's late, and I'm sure you've had something to drink, so..." "I'm not drunk," she said, swaying her shoulders coyly back and forth, setting those killer breasts to bobbing gently. "I know what I want. So let's take this party back to your hotel room, cowboy." Bubba shook his head as he exhaled. "Probably not a good idea, though I appreciate the offer, truly." "Just tell her thanks but no thanks, idiot. This isn't time for your Sunday school manners." But it was the first time a woman had ever greeted him by taking her shirt off, and he wasn't sure how to handle himself. Or the voice in his head that said he should reach out and take what was being freely offered. He hadn't been with a woman in more months than he cared to admit, and he was already imagining how good it would feel to have this girl's hot hands on his bare skin and those full breasts heavy in his palms. It had been so long since he'd touched a woman that way. So long that for a crazy second he almost opened the door to the truck and told this complete stranger to climb on in. He might have done it, and had his first one-night stand, if Marisol hadn't emerged from the club's back door at that moment and shifted immediately into talent protection mode. "Oh, no, girl, no, no, no," Marisol said, shaking her finger as she power-walked across the parking lot in her shiny black flats and skinny jeans, her long black hair bouncing around her shoulders. She had so much attitude packed into her slim frame that even her hair seemed to have a personality of its own. "Robert is not interested, sweetheart. He has to be up for a meeting at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, and he prefers women who keep their clothes on in public." The blonde's eyes narrowed, and her heavily lined lips parted. But Marisol was already barreling on. "I want you to go home and think about where you misplaced your dignity, chica." She clucked her tongue with concern as she grabbed the blonde's t-shirt off the ground and tossed it at her chest. "You are better than this girl. You deserve a man who will treat you like a princess. Look at how pretty you are. So pretty. Way too good-looking to be this guy's booty call." Marisol jabbed a thumb at Bubba and wrinkled her nose. "I mean, take a good look at that good old boy face. He's not even that attractive. Stage presence is all smoke and mirrors, sugar. Take it from someone who learned the hard way." The blonde blinked in confusion, her gaze shifting back and forth between Marisol and Bubba. She looked ready to speak, but after a moment, her lips closed, and she backed away with a dazed nod.